Mount Barker is undergoing a significant transformation as the population explodes. What does it mean for infrastructure and roads? Well, the Deputy CEO at Council and General Manager of Governance and Strategic Projects is well positioned to answer that. He joins me on the line now. Welcome, Brian Clancy.
Thank you, Jenny. Good morning.
Yeah, so just how much is the population growing in Mount Barker in the coming years?
Yes, Jenny, the state government rezoned significant land in 2010, and at the time they forecast that that would see an additional 26,000 residents. What we have found, though, is that the density of development is far greater than was forecast back in 2010. So it's now forecast that it will result in an additional 40,000 residents. So that's a more than 50% increase on what the original state government forecast was.
Wowee. And where are we up to in that growth?
Where we're at so far is just under 20% of the land that was rezoned by the state government has so far been developed. Pre-COVID, what we were seeing, Jenny, was around about 420-odd new dwellings per annum. As a consequence of incentives and other factors that were introduced during the COVID period, that annual increase in dwellings more than doubled, and we were up to close to 1,000 new dwellings per annum, which is about 2,500 new residents every year.
Right, that's a lot of growing pains. So how does that factor into the way council plans?
What it's meant is a couple of things. Firstly, the acceleration in the rate of growth means that we have to bring forward some of the infrastructure delivery timing because of the additional demands that is now being placed on the infrastructure. In particular, Council is the provider of the sewer service. When the land was rezoned in 2010 by the state government, they indicated to Council that SA Water would provide that service, but that hasn't been the case. So Council is now in the process of building a new and expanded wastewater treatment facility. And in addition to that, we are working closely with the state government in respect of a whole range of other infrastructure needs. Just this week, Minister Koutsantonis has made announcements about the upgrading of the freeway interchange. There'll be a new bridge built over the freeway at Adelaide Road, and the current government, the Premier Peter Malinauskas, has committed to there's a new hospital being built in Mount Barker and a new ambulance station. So many demands for both infrastructure and services.
Do you think the work in Harndorf could help connectivity into Mount Barker and those sorts of surrounding areas?
Yes, there's a very close link between those townships, Mount Barker, Totness, a small settlement in between Mount Barker and Harndorf, and also Littlehampton, and then further along to Nairn. So Minister Koutsantonis made announcements earlier this week about government investment in a range of projects, including one of the things the council long advocated for, and that's an upgrading of the main street of Harndorf, which is, of course, Adelaide's premier tourist destination, but that also does include other required transport infrastructure needs. One of those is that through the growth area there is a new road about 9.5 kilometres in length, but unfortunately at the moment only about 50% of that has been constructed, and we are in positive discussions with Minister Koutsantonis to try to get the balance of that new road built as soon as possible.
Now, is that the Heysen Boulevard or is that a different one?
That's correct. That's the Heysen Boulevard.
Yeah, because that's been a bit of a challenge, hasn't it, getting some work done on that?
Yes, unfortunately, the model of the then government back in 2010 was that the Heysen Boulevard would be built in a piecemeal fashion by each developer when they developed their individual parcels of land. And what that means at the moment is that we have a series of sections of the Heysen Boulevard that have been built, but they don't connect, and as such, as I said, we've got almost 50% of that road still to be constructed, and that's causing major issues in terms of traffic network management, but also community safety, emergency vehicle access and arrangements, public transport is restricted, etc.
Yeah, so any indication on the progress on that into the future?
Well, we've had a couple of recent meetings with Minister Koutsantonis, and he visited Mount Barker quite recently in company with Dan Cregan, local MP, state MP for Cavell. And we've got a follow-up meeting coming up with the Minister soon. So we're looking forward to working in collaboration with the Minister to bring about the construction as soon as we can. And hopefully, you know, there'll be some announcements about that in the coming months.
And I've got to say, whenever I head into Mount Barker from the freeway, it can be a bit daunting, particularly if turning right, if it's a really busy time of day. Is that something that's going to be worked on in the near future? I think there's some work in the pipeline, right, for a roundabout or something around there?
Well, what Minister Koutsantonis announced earlier this week is the government's commitment to proceeding with the upgrading of the first of the two Mount Barker freeway interchanges. That's the one that's at the, if you like, the western or the city end of Mount Barker. So at the moment, there is a bridge over the freeway, and there will be a second bridge built across the freeway, three lanes in width, and the on and off ramps at the interchange will also be upgraded, and there will be further signals introduced there to improve the functionality and obviously the capacity of that freeway interchange.
Now, a big project happening at the moment, the Town Square development. How do you think this might change things for the town, including, you know, how people get around, walk and drive and socialise?
Yes, for quite some time the council's been working hard and has invested significant money through land purchases to enable a new town square to be developed within the city centre. And that parcel of land that you're referring to, portion of that land, is to be the subject of this new town square. Council has already got well-developed plans. They've been through an initial community consultation process, and in conjunction with that, a private developer, Burke Urban Investments, is looking to develop some of the balance of that larger parcel for a range of uses, commercial, retail and some residential.
And there'll be a bit of council stuff there potentially. I know the idea of a library was, people thought, oh, we've already got a good library. So there's a few sort of discussions going on about what kind of role council will have in that space as well, right?
That's correct. Initially, the first priority for council is to deliver on the commitment and the community's desire for a town square. And then following on from that, in subsequent stages, there's a likelihood of some form of civic presence there. Exactly what is still to be worked through, and we're also looking to try to facilitate the opportunity for a working hub facility. And what that would mean is that people who currently need to travel to a workplace down the freeway in the city would have the option instead of coming in from surrounding townships and working from a workspace here in Mount Barker. And that could be anybody from private sector employees to government employees.
Having that town square, do you think that'll change much about the way people kind of interact in terms of getting through the town and parking and things like that?
Yes, clearly it will. And one of the objectives is to obviously increase activation within the town centre for the benefit of not only residents and businesses, but also visitors to the area. Give them a range of opportunities to experience here in Mount Barker. What that will mean is the council further expanding upon existing infrastructure. We have a very extensive network of shared pathways that go right out into the growth areas so that people who want to can either walk into the CBD or ride a bike to the CBD, leave the car at home, but equally there will, of course, still be some provision for on-site car parking.
Are there any other major projects in the area that you think are worth mentioning?
The council has received grant funding and has advanced concept designs for a new aquatic and leisure centre, which would feature indoor facilities, and we are advancing that now. That is something that will, I'm sure, have wide appeal across the region for people to come here for all kinds of activities. Learn to swim, recreational swimming, warm water therapy, etc.
Yeah, I suppose in your role, You must see the enormous potential that Mount Barker has as a place that people from the Murraylands, from the Riverland, you know, all across South Australia will come to in order to, you know, like it's sort of like a new big town, right, instead of Adelaide.
It is. Mount Barker is the designated regional centre for the Adelaide Hills and environs. And in that respect, the population of Mount Barker will see it become the second largest city in South Australia, second only to Adelaide. So that's very much the role, and all the facilities that we're putting in place will be to cater for that regional city centre role.
Well, a real pleasure to have you on the program today and to be enlightened about what's happening with all the projects in Mount Barker. Thanks, Brian Clancy.
Thanks very much, Jenny.